and you see the Texas in my eyes. I left her, but she's still strong in me. We broke down in Kingman, so we walked to Baker's Field. Don't you know, mother? Beggars can't be choosers, but we choose to still be men. Don't you know? I come from America, America, America. I come from America, America's from me. We're the desperate and unwanted. We're the strangers from the shanty side of town. My eyes look proud but haunted. That's the destiny in me. That's the Texas that you see. Can you feel the prairie on my skin? Baked and brown from work and sweat and tears. Daddy always told me that the dirt would take us in. Don't you know? I come from America, America, America. I come from America, America's from me. I come from America, America, I come from America, America's from me.
Grant Malloy-Smith in the WVTF studio for Roots Down session with a song from his album Dust Bowl American Stories, I Come From America. Welcome, Grant. Tell me, what was the inspiration for this album?
I wrote a song one day that sounded like it was from the 30s, and it was kind of about a drought. And I thought, well, there was a Dust Bowl thing, wasn't there? But I didn't remember it much, honestly, from school. So I went back to the internet, and I started reading about the Dust Bowl and refreshing my memory. And before I knew it, hours and hours had gone by, and I had just become totally entranced by the whole topic. And I decided not just to make that song about the Dust Bowl, but the whole album. Because, to answer your question, because there's so many great stories of human perseverance, and there was great drama, of course, great hardship, but also, you know, the indomitable spirit of people shone through, and they were able to get through all that travail that they had back then.
Well, tell me about that song you just did, I Come From America.
That was, well, two things. One, I wanted to make a song that was be like an homage to Woody Guthrie, who famously wrote about the Dust Bowl. He came out of that part of the country, came out of Oklahoma. He made a career out of writing about the Depression and the Dust Bowl. And he wrote the classic American folk song, This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land. I wanted to have a song that kind of felt in a way like that, very anthemic about America, but also, like a lot of Woody's songs, had a real social commentary underneath it. He always had that. That's a famous thing about folk singers. They always have a social context to their songs, usually, or a political one. And in this case, it's about the people that went out to the Central Valley of California. They were, you know, immigrants out of the Dust Bowl area looking for work out there, and they weren't too welcomed. They were not treated very well because there were too many of them all dropped onto the Bakersfield area all at one time, basically. And they had even more hardships there, perhaps, than they had had back at home. So that's really the basis of the song, is that despite the fact that they went out, when you think about it, they're immigrants inside their own country. That's one of the reasons that I thought this album was so appropriate. There's so many echoes from the past that we're still dealing with today and have not fully dealt with yet today.
Talking with Grant Malloy-Smith in a Roots Down session here on WVTF. Grant, you are from Florida. You live in Rhode Island now, but you have ties to Eastern Kentucky. And I'm sure somewhere along the way that you were influenced by Appalachian music.
that really informed my musical sensibilities from a very young age. My grandmother and my mother were both born in Hazard, Kentucky. My grandmother said words like far, and that meant fire. And she was really from the hills. And they called her the rich family because they had shoes all year, not just in the winter.
Wow.
So they really grew up in that time. They didn't have electricity in the house or running water or anything until I think she was out of the house, you know. And so she informed me about all that stuff. And when I was a little kid, the whole world was going crazy about the Beatles, and that's really what I wanted to be. But she kept pulling me back to American roots music, and finally all her work paid off, and that's where I have been now for years, and that's where I belong.
Well, this album, Dust Bowl American Stories, has a perspective in it that we don't hear very often about the Dust Bowl in that time in America. What is that?
You know, I thought I was done writing songs for the record, and a friend of mine who knows, he knew a lot about and does know a lot about the Dust Bowl, he listened to it. I asked him to listen to it, and he said, "It's all good except you're missing one really big important thing." And I said, "That's ridiculous. I'm not missing anything. Come on, I've been studying this at that point for 2.5 years. And he said, "No, you really missed the fact that there were millions of Native Americans there too, and there's no songs about them or from them or from their point of view." And I stood there for a long minute thinking, a little bit angry, but mostly with myself because I had not thought about that. And I read a bunch of books about the Dust Bowl, and hardly any of them talk about what they went through. They might talk about Native Americans before, like in the history leading of the region leading up to it, but not what happened to them during it. So I realized two things. One, I had to write a song from their point of view. And I also realized equally as strongly that I couldn't do it by myself because I'm not a Native American, and whatever I would write would be false or made up. So I contacted the Choctaw tribe down in Durant, Oklahoma. When I did a little research about the Indian tribes that are down there, and I found out, much to my chagrin, that many of the tribes that are there today are there because of the Trail of Tears that happened 100 years before the Dust Bowl in the 1830s, after the Indian Removal Act was passed and the U.S. Army rounded them all up and herded them up there against their will. And the first tribe that was herded up there out of Louisiana and Mississippi were the Choctaw people, thrown up. Imagine from that verdant, really humid area that where they were from for millions of years, brought up into the driest part of the country, basically exiled to the surface of the moon. That was a real drama in and of itself. So I decided I had to write a song from their point of view. I contacted them, and they were so helpful to me. They gave me a great perspective about their culture, and that which helped me write the lyrics. Otherwise, I never could have written them. And they gave me even some words from their language. So the title of the song is Eshtathompko, which in the Choctaw language means have strength. The idea of the song is, if you could survive the Trail of Tears in the 1830s, you certainly are strong enough to survive the Dust Bowl in the 1930s. And they did.
Sky above my head, just outside my vision, the night was turning red. Water is our lifeline, rain is like our blood. Why is our whole world dying? Lord, what have we done? But it's all right. We're still breathing. Eshtathompko. We're not leaving. Come against us, clouds of hummer roll. Listen to the wind song, singing from his soul. Fire has cooked our rapids, and lit our sky for years. We will not be beaten. We walk the trail of tears, but it's alright. We're still breathing as the thong go. We're not leaving, but it's alright. We're still breathing as the thong go. We're not leaving.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
Daddy, don't go, said the grown-up child. Why can't we sit together for a while? Your eyes are tired, Lord, the things they've seen. I wish you'd squeeze my hand and stay with me. But Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. Forever never ends, I'll be with you again, I know. Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. I'm not scared anymore, Daddy, if you have to go. We spent that day talking about the past, the time I took your truck and run her out of gas. We laughed and cried and we traded memories. I saw my life through your eyes, smiling back at me. But Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. Forever never ends, I'll be with you again, I know. Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. I'm not scared anymore, Daddy, if you have to go. We fell into silence as the shadows climb the wall. Watch your chest arise, and with each breath I watched it fall. I thought about my mama, and I knew you missed her too. Taken way too early, but you'll be there with her soon. So Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. Forever never ends, I'll be with you again, I know. Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. I'm not scared anymore, Daddy, if you have to go. I'm not scared anymore, Daddy, go. I ain't scared anymore, Daddy, go.